This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, December 13, 2017. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News, a retired U.S. Marine Corps officer has been fired as head of the junior ROTC program at Salem High School after what he described as a heated argument with an assistant principal. Lieutenant Colonel Michael Hunter, who has been the lead instructor in the high school's ROTC program for 3 years, said he was fired by Principal David Angiramo on Friday and escorted from school grounds by two police officers. He's quoted as saying, "I was a little bit in shock." Hunter said the incident that led to his dismissal took place before Thanksgiving, when a student swore at him after Hunter told the student to remove his hood because it was in violation of the school's no-hat policy. Hunter said when he went to Assistant Principal Jamie Flynn to talk about the incident, the two began arguing and went, quote, belly to belly. Hunter is quoted as saying, "I had talked to him about this kid before and told him, you've got to do something about this young'un. He needs to be held accountable." A spokeswoman for Salem Police, Kelly Rice, or check it, for the Salem Public Schools, Kelly Rice, confirmed that Hunter is no longer employed by the district but declined to comment on the circumstances of his leaving. Much more on this story in today's Salem News, story written by Paul Layton. Today, Bill Newell has several updates from the pages of the Lynn Item. Bill?
Rick, today I'll take a look at three Lynn stories in a quick fashion. First, the Lynn City Police Force may increase by 9 officers thanks to a $1.1 million federal grant. Thomas Grillo writes, last summer, as many of the city departments struggled with tight budgets, Mayor Judith Flanagan Kennedy sought funding from the Justice Department's Community-Oriented Public Service COPS program, and Lynn, Holyoke were the only Bay State communities to receive an award. Nationwide, 179 cities and towns shared $98.4 million to hire 802 officers. In another story by Thomas Grillo, the city's tax rate will soon be set next week, capping a year of uncertainty over the ballooning budget deficit. But the State Department of Revenue won't approve it until the $7 million budget is resolved. Mayor-elect Thomas M. McGee said that he is still reviewing how to fill the gap. A number of options are under consideration, he said, but no decisions, including asking for the state to help, have been made. And finally, a 16-year-old boy was stabbed in the stomach near the basketball courts behind Lynn English High School on Tuesday night. Lynn police responded to the back of the school at 50 Goodridge Street shortly after 8 p.m. The teen was taken to Mass General Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, according to Lynn Police Lieutenant Dave Brown. The initial report suggested that there was an altercation between the youths who are acquainted with each other somewhere in or around the basketball courts adjacent to the rear of the school, according to Brown. The boy's family was notified of the incident. No arrests have been made, and the incident is under investigation. More on these stories in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn at itemlive.com. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell.
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, Beverly City officials have approved a break on taxes for a Peabody-based tech firm that plans to relocate and expand on Dunham Road. City Council approved the maneuver for Harmonic Drive with little discussion during a meeting last week. Based on Linfield Street in the Centennial Business Park, the company creates gear systems used in medical equipment, as well as for humanoid robots and satellites. State police are reporting that a Lynn man has been arrested for possession of a firearm on Saturday, December 9, at around 12:50 a.m. Trooper Gary Camo was on patrol on Squire Road in Revere when he observed a gray Audi taking a hard right turn, then rolled through a stop sign. The Audi pulled into the IHOP parking lot where Trooper Camo stopped it. After a quick check on the owner and operator of the vehicle, Noe Irahida Carrillo, a 24-year-old man from Lynn, Trooper Camo determined he had a suspended license. Trooper Camo requested a tow for the Audi and then went to inform the operator. When he began to talk with the operator, he observed a half-empty bottle of Hennessy. The operator said he would go immediately to McGarvey's Towing, which arrived on scene to tow the car with a license operator to pick it up. On further investigation, state trooper charged the operator with possession of a firearm, operation of a motor vehicle on a suspended license, open container of alcohol, failure to stop, and failure to wear a seatbelt. This is from the state police. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.